Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Lions didn't do the Chiefs a favor last night. The Bills looked incredible. Josh Allen over his last three games has 14 touchdowns, no turnovers. He's averaging like 350 yards a game. He's been an unstoppable monster of a quarterback. They are somehow 2-1 in that three-game stretch I just gave you statistically because their defense has given up 40-plus two consecutive weeks.
86 points in back-to-back weeks. So Josh Allen's incredible, but we'll be interested to see if people acknowledge that their defense is a problem in Buffalo as well, all of a sudden.
Well, I looked it up. In games against playoff teams, in which they've only played five this year, and that will be the final number, by the way, unless, I guess, Arizona sneaks in, but that would pretty much knock a different playoff team off their schedule, so it doesn't really matter. They'll place five playoff teams for the entirety of the season. That's it. And those games, they're allowing like 32 points a game. In the games against everybody else, they're allowing like 14. There is a two-touchdown difference between Buffalo's Bills defense against a playoff team versus not against a playoff team. And so, yeah, their defense looks susceptible and did certainly against the Lions again, even though they ran out to that big lead against them. So like it was just garbage time, but so were their points. Like you can't mention the Josh Allen stats and not tell me that it's not the same. They were down like four touchdowns to a team, and then Josh Allen put up a bunch of numbers, and then Jared Goff was down four touchdowns to them. So either what Josh Allen did in that game defensively or offensively didn't matter, or what they did defensively does matter. No, right? Those things are related.
Yeah, I mean, it has nothing to do with Josh Allen. He's playing unbelievably well. He's going to win MVP. All that is true.
Playing the best quarterback, I think. Although Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow are all playing, having fantastic statistics. Yeah,
and the Bills right now are leading their division. The other two quarterbacks are not in the MVP conversation that we're discussing. And Joe Burrow's not in the MVP conversation, let me be clear. Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen are the only two. Goff, to me, lost it yesterday as well. So really, it was Allen and Lamar. It should still be closer than what the public perception is. But Josh Allen's going to win that award. I'm just saying defensively, there are so many teams in the AFC in particular that are just flawed and how we view them. We've all addressed the Chiefs' flaws, and they still have them even after a 14-point win yesterday against Cleveland. But Buffalo's flaw clearly is their defense. You don't give up 42 and 44 points or whatever it was in back-to-back weeks and be like, oh, there's nothing to see here. They don't look unstoppable. I guess what I'm trying to say, they're not unstoppable, which is the way I think there was some discussion about them the last couple of weeks because of Josh Allen's play. You got to be able to score against Buffalo, but I think you can, right? Because we know that Josh Allen's going to put up points. Their defense is not what it was the last couple seasons when they've been able to lock down teams. It's not a top five defense. I don't know what the updated number is now after giving up 86 points in back-to-back weeks.
When's the last time the Chiefs gave up 40 points in a game? Remember, it hadn't been they given up 30 since the Eagles Super Bowl like 2 years ago until they finally gave up 30 against the Bills this year. So they're giving up 30 points like once in the last 2.5 seasons or whatever. So, I mean, I can't think of the last time they did that. Buffalo has fallen. Well, that's points per game on offense, which they're second. That's not surprising. The other part about this I'll say is like, and you're right. Like, you're absolutely right that they're not an unstoppable force. Josh Allen looks like the Terminator. Buffalo has fallen to the 12th best points per game defense. Kansas City, by the way, all the way up to 5th now on defensive points per game after their 3 straight weeks, which we can talk about in a minute. I'll be honest. I feel bad for Bills fans. And so our cohort over at KMBZ or anybody else who grew up a lifelong Bills fans, a tough existence, if you will, for a team that doesn't have a single Super Bowl title, even though they went to 4 straight. This is exactly how every season goes for the Bills. Josh Allen looks like the Terminator. Like, he just looks like he's going to, like, run through you. They look great on offense. They win the East. They beat the Chiefs in the regular season. They beat a lot of good teams, and you're like, this is it. This is the Bills' year. Here we go. And then they lose to the Chiefs in the playoffs. Doesn't that story end the same way for them every year? Like, this, the Bills' season's going to end the way it always ends this year, which is
they'll get to the playoffs and then they'll lose to the Chiefs. I mean, that seems like that's a lot of Kansas City brain talking there is what that is. Like, I'm not saying that I'm guaranteeing the Bills the Super Bowl, but like, I think that statement right there is very much like just Chiefs fans like, oh, it's going to end the same way. Like, that's very much just like wishful thinking and like, you know, that's very fandom-y stuff right there. I think I'm not saying just you, like I've heard that a ton from people.
I feel pretty confident
like,
about it. That's
but
fine.
Like, and that's fine. Look, I have the Chiefs in the Super Bowl preseason. I'm not going to change that. But like this idea though, is like Josh Allen, he's the MVP, but he's just going to suck in the playoffs. Like that's a very like fandom
way,
thing. That's
I don't think Josh Allen sucks in the playoffs. I think he loses to the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Yeah, maybe so.
Those are decidedly, in my opinion, different things. Josh Allen has actually not been a bad postseason performer at the quarterback position versus some other guys like Lamar Jackson and others who have certainly had struggles. And I'm guessing, without looking at it, I'm guessing this is the single best statistical season that Josh Allen has ever had at quarterback. I'm sure he's had some comparable seasons. And the one thing he's done this year versus other years is he has significantly reduced his turnover rate. Like, that is the one thing that
is I'm
way,
just
way,
pushing
way,
back
way,
on. Look,
way
the,
down.
The Chiefs can beat them. It can be a really close game. Maybe the Bills win. Maybe they don't in an AFC title game or divisional round game. It's the Chiefs. I'm just saying, like, the statement on December 16th being like, I already know what happens. Josh Allen just won't be good enough to win, or the Bills won't be good enough to win. Like, I guess by that logic, let's just not even discuss anything else that's going to happen. I mean, in the postseason, I don't know.
It's a predictive thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess.
I'm telling you how the story ends, and the story typically ends or always ends for the Bills losing to the Chiefs in the postseason. Yeah. I was disappointed in the Lions. Come on, man. Got that onside kick.
They got off to such a bad start.
One little glimmer of hope. Yeah. They punted the ball right away, immediately gave up a touchdown, then went down 14. And then they were just like chasing their tail the rest of the time. Although, again, nobody's saying he can't be aggressive, Dan Campbell. No, nobody's saying he can't be aggressive. You had gotten one tiny sliver of momentum, man. The place was rocking. You had the building. There was 11 minutes to go. Your defense was finally getting a stop. You were only down 10. Onside kick time? Really, dude? Now, this is the moment. The other ones you had to do. Now you're trying to go for the
onside
kick?
He probably read the room, though. His defense couldn't stop a nosebleed. They had 38 points at the time, so I think that might have been it.
And that's true. That was the case a couple Thursday nights ago when they were going against the Packers. They couldn't stop them, and it made sense. Look, onside kick has a low percentage of working anyway.
Yeah, it's like 8% or
something. But in that spot, you still had 12 minutes left in the football game. I don't get that whatsoever. That's way too early. Now, maybe under the proposed onside kick alternative thing in the future, if you have a chance to go 4th-and-20 there, I don't hate it. Not an actual onside kick. That was bizarre. Dan Campbell still is, he's going to do what he always does. I don't think suddenly because of that, he's a terrible head coach. That's a crazy overreaction. I know you don't have that. I'm just saying, that's not what we're saying at all. But that's not the same as him going for 5 fourth downs. Him going for an onside kick with 12 minutes to go is not in the same ballpark of like, oh, he's just such an aggressive, hard ass guy. No, that's just dumb. I'm sorry. That's just a dumb
move. It's a bad decision. Yeah, I agree with you. It's just a straight up bad decision.